just the answer to yesterday's riddle. So he said that we find in the Megillah, because I'll tell us that Esther comes into Achashverosh, the scepter which Achashverosh was holding extends out to Esther. So he asked, where do we find two other places that we find something extended? The item extended itself. So one of them, the obvious answer, which everybody had to tell me, was Bas Paro's arm, we know, extended to be able to find the little baby there, Moshe Rabbeinu. She's able to pick him up. The other one, because I'll say the teeth of Og Melech HaBashan, when Og was coming to throw the mountain, picks up a mountain to throw onto Klal Yisrael, so the Mor says in Brachas, it's also mentioned in Megillah and in Sota, that he picked up this mountain to throw, and his bottom teeth went off, that he was unable to throw it down. He got stuck with this thing on top of his head, which is what allowed him actually to be brought down by Moshe Rabbeinu. So his teeth extended. That was the one answer which I wanted, because both Gemara and Megillah, when it talks about the extension of the scepter, it says, like you find by Bas Paro and by Oig. And the more in Sota, it talks about Bas Paro, it says, like you find by the Megillah and you find by Oig. And the more in Brach, it talks about Oig, it says, like you find by the Megillah, and you find each time the more cross references the other two. Somebody gave me an answer which I had not thought of, which is a correct answer. Is that the Badim, when Shomel brought the Aron HaKodesh into the Kodesh Kodashim in the Beis HaMikdash, says Vayarichu Abadim. After he closed the Parochas there, the Badim extended themselves, and they were able, even though theoretically they should not have been, their presence should not have been seen on the Parochas, they actually pushed against the Parochas. They were seen from the other side, the Badim pushing against the Parochas. That was one answer, which is a correct answer. Somebody gave me an answer this morning, which I actually am not sure whether it's correct or not. I have to look into it still, check it up. He said maybe that he thinks that the spear by Pinchas, when he was Vitra Shnehem, that the spear extended. I'm not familiar that it did, but I'm not familiar that it didn't, so I have to check into that, whether that's correct or not. Start talking about the Lachos of Purim. Talk about the Minhag Maaseh HaShekel. Maaseh HaShekel, just want to clarify a few points about the Minhag Maaseh HaShekel. There's a Minhag that Ramah brings down that with Zman Chazal, there was a lacha for each member of Klal Yisrael was mechuyav to give one half of a shekel for the purpose of paying for the karbonis of the tzibur. So each member of Klal Yisrael had to contribute to the karbonis of the tzibur. There was a halacha chiyav to give a half of a shekel, and that's where we read Parsha Shkolim in the Chazal Masak and read Parsha Shkolim at the beginning of right before Adar. The money had to be in by Nisan, therefore they were given a month to collect. So we announce this before other. But we don't have that anymore. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a minute that Ramah says, Zecher for the Maaseh HaShekel. So we're not giving Maaseh HaShekel. We're giving a Zecher of the Maaseh HaShekel, which was in the time of the Mikdash, to give the standard coin of that country, the standard denomination of that country, currency of that country, to give a half of that. So in America, it would be a half of a dollar. The Ramah then continues and says that the minhag is actually to give three of them, because it says the word Trumas Hashem and three times in the Parsha, in the Kisiso, with the Parsha of Shkolim, it says three times you take Trumas Hashem. So we give three of them. And that's the minhag. Again, this is all minhag. I want to point out, people should not confuse this with Matanas Levyoinim. We give it on Purim morning. That's our minhag to give it on Purim morning. A person has a chiyuv to give Matanas Levyoinim, which that's a chiyuv meikir adin. The person is mechuyav to give a matanah for the yoinim. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Bezus Hashem. But this is a minhag besides that. Now, if a person has a limited amount of money, he can only afford to give one or the other. He should be giving, obviously, matanah to the yoinim, not maaseh HaShekel, because maaseh HaShekel is a minhag, and that's a chiyuv. I had the experience more than once. A person said, well, I have the maaseh HaShekel. I said, what about matanah? Well, I have the maaseh HaShekel. Well, I want to put it in the hierarchy. Maaseh HaShekel is below matanah to the yoinim. Matanah to the yoinim is now. The minig is to give it to tzedakah, so obviously you're doing tzedakah, but that's not the takana. If you're giving it l'shem maaseh HaShekel, you're not making mekayim, the minig halacha giving matanas of yoinim. Can you give this money for meiser? So there's a chalukah on the poskim, can you give it for meiser since it's only a minig? So the Eli Rabba says you should not give it for meiser. You have to, since it's a chiyuv, meiser became a minig, it's a chiyuv, anything which is a chiyuv, you cannot use meiser money for. There are other places which disagree with it and say that you could theoretically give it from Meiser. Anything which a person is giving above beyond the Iker Halacha, obviously you can give from Meiser. Therefore, there's an argument. Some people say that the one half of dollar, you have to give non-maisa money. You want to give the extra dollar for maisa money. If you need to, you could do that. You do not have to give actually three half dollars. You have to give the equivalent of three half dollars. So a person writes a check for $1.50. That's also sufficient. The person puts in the six quarters. He would also fulfill the mitzvah of giving masas a shekel. There's no chiyuv at all to be marbe any more money. Person gives tzedakah, that's fine. If a choice is a person putting extra money in the masas a shekel plate or the matzah avyanim plate, you can put it in the matzah avyanim plate. Now the reality is we give this both monies are given out on Purim here in the yeshiva tzedakah, so it ends up going to the same spot anyway. So, but in case you would have a situation where it's not so, I think people, I see checks, and unless they have a lot of children, for $20 in the master shekel plate. So I'm not sure exactly how the math of $1.50 equals 20 times X amount of times. I haven't worked out that math. $19.50 would make sense to me, but not 20 or $21, but not $20. So a person's giving stock, that's fine, but it's nothing to do with masses of shekel. I just want to stress that point, because it's confusing to people. It's not, this is specifically to give $1.50 and that's it. Yeah, two people, $3. Three people, $4.50. You want to give for your minute to give for your children, some people give for the children also, their wife, the children. Didn't exist with San Chazal, it's a gift for the wife. Okay, four members of his family, grand total, $6. You don't need to give more than that. Matas of Yarnim, give as much as you can. So I'm stressing that because it's been confusing to me for years and years and years, the confusion which is out there about it. Okay, one last point about it. The halacha of, do you need to give actually for your there's no chiyuv to give for a wife, no chiyuv to give for children. There is a halacha once you start giving for your children, you're mechayev to continue. It becomes like a netter. As a person would start giving for the children, the ikur din, the ikur chiyuv actually started bizman chazal at the age of 20. Mechayev was at the age of 13, age of 20. The person would start was mechayev to give as a member of the tzibur to give masas hashekel. You're not mechayev to give for your children, but if you did start doing for your children, you must continue from that point on. Have a good morning.